We have made it 5 from 5. So, Kevin Johnson, a job well done this week. Good afternoon.
What? Exactly. I might be walking up and down the pitch holding my bat in the air. Yes, I've managed to survive 5 sessions. And it was 5 sessions I was dreading at the start of this week, I've got to tell you. I've been in early a few times this week, anticipating the worst and only been getting the best. So I officially say I have no idea anymore.
That's probably what everybody's been thinking these last 18 months. Now you've confirmed it.
I've never seen so many people wrong-footed this week in terms of emotions and what actually ended up happening. And even today, the market was down all day. It was down 3 points just before what they call the match, when they match off all the trades at the 10-minute mark passed. And suddenly it was up 10.
Beautiful.
So we finished up 10. We finished at 5,936. I never thought we'd even see close to 6,000 for a while last week. So it rallied quite strongly. That's on the back of the Dow going up 930 points in the last 3 days.
Beautiful.
If it doesn't move 200 or 300 or 400 points, it's just not happening. So that was intriguing.
And I know you're a numbers man, Kevin, and I know you love to see some gremlins in the market. So just let everybody know what Apple finished at last night in the US.
$222.22.
They
even get all the way over to the US market as well, those little gremlins. And speaking of that, Macquarie Bank were up $4.55 to $122.42. They missed by 20 cents.
They just missed out.
Just. But yes, I'm often amazed by these little numbers that float through the marketplace. Speaking of banks, the banks haven't had the best of days today, but they've had a reasonable week. But they gave up some of their ground, no matter how good the dividend that's coming. ANZ and NAB were both down, so was Commonwealth Bank. And Westpac, we actually thought they were coming this week, but no, they're coming on Monday.
Right.
And they're changing some of the ways they report.
So they're trying to clean things up a little bit and make it look better than it probably will be when it's released on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. Like all the banks, you've got these what we call it, remediation payments to make.
That's right.
And they're holding, you've got some new provisioning to do. So I think it was the word provisions to reduce their cash earnings. It was that little headline that made a few people think, because ANZ and NAB had been saying that bad debts were okay. Westpac are alluding to the fact that maybe they're not. So the banks all came off a little bit today. They're all on good yields, though, I must say, at these prices. BHP had a good day. The biggest strain still is the biggest strain, with the biggest cash grab or the cash display you've ever seen since, well, the Labor government in power, actually, when we had that last recession. But BHP were up $39 to $33.50. Treasury Wine Estate still rebounded well, up $32. CSL up $3.90 to $192.18. So that was good news. And what else can I say? Orica. Now, there's a good and a bad day for reporting. Orica had a good report. They're up $1.07 to $17.72. And CSR, long we used to know as Colonial Sugar Refinery, they had a bad report. Theirs came out. They went down 7%. So some good, some bad.
And Kevin, I saw this morning the Treasurer, Ben White, and the CCI was holding a conference around the future of lithium and encouraging batteries to be built here in Western Australia. And I see all the lithium stocks have had a good day.
They have. I don't know if it's in the back of that report, because the stocks had been sold down, and I think it was more to do today. We did see a rally in them, and yes, they can take some credit for it, I suppose. But what I think was more to do with the fact that Glencore, one of the global trading giants in the commodities market, had come out and said, look, nickel supplies are going to be low, stockpiles are going down, we see strong demand for electric vehicles. And I think it took away some of the pessimism that had been in the market, which is interesting. My boat should be called optimism, but pessimism was in the market for the lithium stocks, and they rebounded quite strongly. They've been heavily shorted, in particular Galaxy. It's one of the top 5 shorted stocks on the ASX. They rallied 13% today, up 30 cents to 258. Orocobre back over $4, up 47 cents. Pilbara up 6.5 to 86. What else did I see? MinRes up 84 to $15.45 at a volatile day. And Western Areas, a local nickel producer, up 10 to $2.40. So that was good to see. It is a new industry for Western Australia, and it will grow. And it is good that they're adding value to them. We've already got Tianqi doing that. MinRes planning to do that. Neometals planning to do that. It's very good for our state.
Yeah, so it is very good for our state. Well, to round out the week, Kevin, you better give us the gold price on that all-important currency.
Well, the gold price had a really strong night overnight. It bounced up nearly $20. It's eased down only a dollar today, so it's holding up well, $1,232 US. The currency, though, has rallied on the back of that stronger gold price. It's back up over 72 at 72.4. Euros are getting very cheap. They're down to 157 today. Sterling's now below 180. And the Aussie dollar gold price is holding still over $1,700 an ounce, though. But gold shares were quiet as a result of that. So all in all, It's been a hell of a week, actually. Like I said, up 176 points, 5 days in a row. But for Western Australia and some of the commodity stocks, it didn't really feel like that. But we're happy that the broader market's up.
Absolutely, we are. Tip the bat and you go and enjoy your weekend. Thank you, Kevin.
I will do. Thank you, mate.